With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostra. The Biden administration's harshly condemning efforts by the International Criminal Court to seek arrest warrants for Israeli officials.
In a strongly worded statement, President Biden said it's outrageous for the ICC to seek arrest warrants for Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, in connection with the war in Gaza. He said there is no equivalence, none, between Israel and Hamas. And Mr. Biden reaffirmed that America will always stand with Israel against threats to its security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Biden administration's push to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug is going forward without the support of the nation's premier narcotics agency. Newly released government records show the Drug Enforcement Administration requested more information on supporting science to reclassify marijuana, but the Justice Department decided to move ahead without the drug agency's sign-off. Also at SRNNews.com, the deaths of Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi, along with his foreign minister in a helicopter accident, leave the country without two influential leaders at a particular tumultuous moment of international tension and domestic discontent. But the White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. figures a change in Iranian presidency is not going to change Iran's behavior.
We have to assume that. And the Supreme Leader is the one who makes these decisions. And the Supreme Leader, as he did in the last so-called election, made sure to stack the deck with only candidates that met his mandates.
Denver's launched an ambitious new program supporting migrants. It includes 6 months of rental and food assistance for an apartment, work, and certification trainings, free computers, and free phones. This is SRN News. Most evangelical Christians do not think that label is political.
According to a new poll from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, only 2% of evangelicals say the term is defined by a specific set of political beliefs. This despite the fact that the mainstream media uses evangelical as exactly that, the label for a particular segment of the U.S. electorate. The survey also finds that more than one-third of evangelicals think the term is misused, and another third aren't really sure what it means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea has a sizable Christian population, but young people are increasingly being drawn to Buddhism due to social media savvy influencers, including a monk who went viral on Instagram, and a comedian who dresses like a monk. Religious beliefs have been steadily declining in South Korea for years, especially among young adults. In 2021, just 22% in their 20s identified as religious. SRN News. From the obituary pages comes this story. A well-known flamboyant stock market trader has died at the age of 87. Jackie Quinn has more in this report.
Ivan Boesky was the son of a Detroit delicatessen owner, but he evolved into one of the richest and most influential risk takers on Wall Street. When Boesky got caught up in an insider trading scandal, tipped off on corporations about to be taken over, he cooperated with a young federal prosecutor named Rudy Giuliani, taking down junk bond king Michael Milken. Boesky also served jail time in 1988 and had to pay a $100 million fine. He and his wife divorced, and Boesky claimed he was broke, receiving alimony and a $20 million cash payout. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.